Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. And this is the Faith Cafe, and I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. So glad to have you here on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Get your pens out. Get your paper where you can take notes, jot down scriptures. If you get your Bibles, I would always suggest get your Bibles, but you may not be in a situation where you can get your Bibles, but at least you can jot down notes, use pen and paper, take scriptures down, take notes, and you can always go back and study it later. Use this as a Bible study, one of your Bible studies. We can't get enough of understanding and knowing the Word of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Father God. Thank you, for you are the glory and the lifter of our head. And we thank you for this day that you've made. Father, we're rejoicing, being glad in it. For you are great, you're kind, and you're merciful, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for your word says that if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? And Father, we thank you because your goodness leadeth men unto repentance. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And as I minister forth the oracles of you, I pray your word will fall upon good ground where you have prepared the hearts for each and every one that's listening. That, Father, their heart is prepared where they will receive your word, and it will be received with gladness, and it would bring forth fruit, life-changing fruit in each and every life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God. Okay, I'm going to teach you a lesson today, teaching on controlling the tongue. And that's so, so, so important. Because our words have life. We could either speak life or we could speak death. So it's important that we speak. You know, we control our tongue and we would have wisdom of how we speak using our tongue. Like I said, a scripture in Proverbs says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And one scripture says that you're snared by the words of your mouth. So we don't want to be snared by our words. We don't want to have issues because of words that we, you know, because we will bring life and death, bring death upon ourselves if we're speaking wrong words or negative words. Negative words, it could be on about us or it could be about others or anyone, your children. But we want to be able, we want to speak right words. And what God says. Let's go to our foundation scripture here, which is James chapter 1, verse 26. And that reads, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Now, that word religion here is translated over into the Greek in the New Testament as the word says is pronounced as streskia, but the definition is defined as religious service, and that's used in for the Judaism for their external observance. Observations. So that's what they use that for. So basically, it's like a Christian code of ethics for them. So we know that as we being born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, that we as believers, it's imperative that we are able, you know, to control our tongue, you know, to where we're speaking right words and we say right words. Right words of what God says we're to speak according to his word. Our words should be aligned with his word. Okay, let's look at the foundation. We did look at the foundation scripture, James 1:26. And if our tongue is bad and we're speaking evil of our tongue, it affects the entire body. It contaminates the entire body. Someone asked me before, Sister Joyce, what do you think is the worst of the body out of all the members of the body? What do you think the worst is? And I says the tongue. To me, I says the tongue, because the tongue is the most deadliest. The tongue, it slanders, it cuts, it kills, destroys, you know, assassinates character. All these things it does. And when these things are involved in doing to others, you know, that's very hurtful. Some people want to give up on life, you know, when awful things are being said to them. So the tongue is, James says, unruly member. Let's look further closely at this. He says, no man can't control the tongue. Okay? So if the tongue, we want our tongue to bear fruit in our lives, and we want it to bear good fruit. Okay, let's look at James. Let's go to James chapter 3. And before we go there, I would like to say this. A person's speech, it reflects the condition of their heart. When I had got to develop this a few years ago, when I meet people, I just let them talk. I'll greet them and say hello and introduce myself. But I'll stay back. I'll hold back on the conversation. I won't engage so much right away. I sit back and listen and just listen, hear what they have to say, and let them do all the talking. And that way I find out where that person is. I find out where they are spiritually, and if they're not there spiritually, I'll know it. I just find out exactly where they're at. And when you find out exactly where a person at, then you know really how to communicate with them. You know something about them. You know how to really handle them. So you find out a lot about people just sitting, listening, letting them talk, and you find them out. So let's go to James chapter 3. James chapter 3 says, chapter 3 verses 5 and 6, it says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindle, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So it is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. And yes, it does. If the tongue is bad and it's speaking venom, you know, it's defiling the whole body. The whole body becomes contaminated. Because of just that tongue, how it just controls the whole body. And set it on fire, the course of nature, that it set on fire, a fire of hell. We read verse 7. And verse 7 says, for every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed by mankind. So he's saying here, everything, all the animals and all fowls of the air, they have been tamed by mankind. But yet, let's go further here. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Okay, he's saying here, mankind can contain, they can tame and train all the animals and fowls of the air, but yet still man cannot contain his own tongue. It's unruly and it's deadly poison. You know, so he's saying here, verse 9, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, who are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brother, these things ought not be. Okay? So, James is saying here, no man have control over his tongue. We don't. But we have control here if we allow God to be in total control of our life. Okay? Now, he's telling us that this shouldn't be. These things ought not be. So when he's telling us they ought to not be, we shouldn't do them, then he's given us the power and the tools for us to change that. Okay? The out of the mouth, the same mouth, come blessings, come cursing. How many times have I seen that? All of us have seen that. People will turn around and bless people and be so nice to them and bless them, and then you make them angry. Next thing, they're cursing you, you know, and one minute, you know, they're cursing you, the next minute, they're blessing you, and vice versa. So, I mean, what is that? What is that about? You know, come on now. That's not the way saints should be. And you make someone mad, you ready to curse them out? No, that's not godly character. But we're to walk in a godly manner, and that means controlling our tongue as well. Over here at verse, it is, let's see. Yes, it did read verse 10. Okay, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brother, these things ought not be. Yes, praise God. So they shouldn't be. And the tongue, he said, is a fire. And how many times we'd have seen just a little flick of a spark just ignite and cause a big forest fire. I mean, it'll cause a big blaze, a big fire that's so out of control until where you would need to call several fire departments to get to come and control the fire because it's so out of control. So a little spark can ignite and just cause a big, huge blaze. So a forest fire. It says no man can control the tongue, but yes, no man can control his own tongue. But it can only be controlled by allowing the Holy Ghost to have free reign in every aspect of our life. And if we allow him to have free reign, free control in every aspect of our life, that means our tongue, number one, then it's going to take care of all the rest of our body, okay? Mortifying the deeds of our flesh, mortifying those, killing off those, and with the tongue, killing off those things, you know, changing, you know, how we, our words, changing how we do things, how we operate. If you're quick to talk and then you realize, ooh, gee, why did I say that? So many times we have talked and we've been talking, I've been saying something, and the Holy Ghost is saying that the caution light is on, telling you, don't go there, to stop. And how many times we ignore it and keep right on, and next thing we can plow it right through a red light. Red light is on, we done went right through it and would not stop, just kept right on. Okay? Then we're sorry about it. Oops, why did I go there? We went there because we was not obeying the Holy Ghost. Practice not speaking. Just sometimes we just have to practice. If we hear something that we don't like, or someone say something to us we don't like, sometimes we can't respond right away. Sometimes it's best just to sit, just to kind of listen, don't say anything, and don't go there. And deal with it after you have acknowledged the Lord and he give you the wisdom how to deal with that individual. Because, again, when people reflect what's in their heart, you know, what they're talking, whatever they say or do, they're only reflecting what's in their heart. The word says out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we know that our heart, what's there, is going to come out. It just can't be contained. It's going to come out. So as Christians, I believe we must practice, you know, not speaking right away. But kind of just let whatever resonate and deal with it when you have acknowledged the Lord. Because this is where we do a lot of damage at. We get tit for tat and we feel like we must have the last say, the last word, and tit for tat. And next thing you know, it's got totally out of control. So we as saints of God must change how we do things. Talking, controlling our tongue. Okay. Okay. We talked about controlling the tongue, and we know we talked about here just the things that happen when you don't control to the Holy Ghost. So let's look at Romans 6:13. Let's look at that scripture. Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures here that applies to controlling our tongue. How we to control our tongue? Okay. Praise God, praise God. Okay, here, Romans 6:13. It reads, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and are members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So I want to focus on the latter part of verse 13. It says, yielding your members, your instruments, unto righteousness unto God. So we want to yield our members, which we're speaking here on our tongue. We want to yield our tongue as an instrument of righteousness unto God. A tongue that will be wholesome, a tongue that will speak forth life unto others and bring life and bring joy and bring peace. Wholesome tongue and righteousness unto God. That's how our tongue is to be used. Okay? James 4:7-8 tells us this. Usually I'm kind of sounding like I'm under the weather, but I'm just fighting a good fight of faith here. It would have been easy to stay in bed, but nevertheless, God is good, and we must continue on fighting a good fight of faith, whatever you're dealing with. Praise God. Hallelujah. James 4:7-8. It reads, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Okay. So James is telling us here, submit ourselves unto God, giving him complete control, resisting the devil. And when we resist the devil, he said he will run. He's going to run. He'll flee as in terror. That's what the word flee means, as in terror. He will run as in terror, like something he sees, something to spook him. So Satan is he's afraid of us, and we should not be afraid of him because he is afraid of us. And we're Holy Ghost filled Christian, a believer, we have the power over Satan. We have power over all the power of the enemy. We have it, and Satan is afraid of you. So he, when you speak to him, you speak the words as Jesus did. Jesus, every time Satan came to him, he spoke the word of God and told him what thus said the Lord, and he moved on. He went on his way. Finally, he went on his way. And as we resist him, like the word of God says, he will flee. He will run as in terror. Okay? So we resist him, and he'll flee. We draw near to God, and God said he would draw near to us. Notice here, God said we draw near. So that means, seeing here, we must make the first move here, the first step. God would take the next one. Used to hear people say, you make one step, God make two. I've heard all this all my life. And you make one step, God make two. And I did not find that in the scriptures. But he did say that resist the devil, he will flee. Draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to you. So in order for God to do something, we must do something. God will meet us wherever we're at. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's look at Ephesians 4:29. These are the blessings that God has for his people. Hallelujah. If we walk living according to God's word, Ephesians 4, we're to live by his word. Praise the Lord. And we're going to see further down here the blessing that it is to have a wholesome tongue. Let's look at Ephesians 4:29. And that says, let no evil, let nothing foul or polluted come out of your mouth. Okay? So we shouldn't even let any worthless talk come out. Nothing that's foul or polluted. But let the speech that's good and wholesome, where it would build up others spiritually, come out of our mouth. Those are the things that should come out of our mouth, that it would be a blessing, and it would build up people, and it would bring God's favor to those, to all of those that hear it. Praise God, praise God. Isn't that good? Ephesians 4:29. Let no foul or polluting communication, language, or anything like that come out of your mouth. So that's that. That includes cursing, too. I don't understand when we have Christians that curse. I don't understand that. That's something, you know, I did out in the world before Christianity. And I don't understand that. They can feel free with doing that. But like I said, I'm not judging. But I don't understand how you can have the Spirit of God in you and yet still use profanity and, you know, and talk crazy and curse people out. I just have a problem with that. Anyway, praise God. Moving right on. Let's see the blessings of a wholesome tongue. The blessings of a wholesome tongue. Let's look at 1 Peter 3:10. If he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that speak no guile. Okay? So if you want to see good days, then you keep your tongue from speaking any evil, from speaking any deceit. Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs 15:4. The blessings of a wholesome tongue. Proverbs 15:4. Say, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So a wholesome tongue, it will produce life and not death. Okay? It will produce life. Hallelujah. Proverbs 12:18. There is he that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. That's what I want to focus on, the latter part. The tongue of the wise is healthy. The tongue of the wise brings healing, okay? And the wise, meaning a wise person, is someone that will seek God's wisdom, you know, before you communicate with anyone, before you speak words to anyone, you will seek the wisdom of God, how you communicate with that individual. You just don't want to say anything to them. You want your words to be wholesome. You want them to be edified. You want them to build up that person where they would spiritually be built up and strong in the Lord, where you're not tearing them down, but you're building them up in God's kingdom. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. A healthy tongue brings healing. Always going to bring healing and not death. Let's look at our last scripture here. Our last scripture is Proverbs 31:26, which is the virtuous woman. Hallelujah. Proverbs 31:26, which it says, she, which is referred to the virtuous woman, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. And so we see here the virtuous woman. This woman, the word of God says she excels them all. She excels them all. It says here she opens her mouth with godly wisdom and her tongue speaks kindness. She's a woman that can give counsel and can give instruction, because if you are a godly woman where you can speak wisdom, your tongue speaks wisdom and it speaks kindness, then you are a woman or a person that can give counsel and instruction that will build up and edify the people of God, or it build up and edify anyone, those that are without Christ. It can bring life to them. Praise God. So praise God. That is all I have for you on today. And praise God for, I'll thank him for, and thank you for your time. Thank you for listening in on today, wherever you're listening at. You're listening in the studio. Thank you. The studio, the chat room, you know, Facebook, wherever you're listening. Thank you for taking time out, tuning in on today to listen at the Faith Cafe. And I pray that the words of God will be implanted in your spirit, where you can grow and be changed from glory to glory, because that's what we are about here at the Spirit Alive Network, is being transformed. So just remember 1 John 5:4, whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter, and I'm so excited from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Be ye transformed, and have a good evening. God bless.